Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
John, it's so exciting to be here,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
It's amazing things we're going to talk about today. We think about it. War. I mean, can you imagine? Every generation that goes to war never believes they'll go to war. And I hope and pray that we don't have to go to war. But what's being said right now about China, Russia, North Korea, and America, South America, missiles coming up from South America, Russia coming from South America to be able to come into America and attack our nuclear sites, different things like that. It's like, my God, is there a covenant between, you know, Russia and China and North Korea and a couple other countries? Well, prophetically, that's what we're actually hearing. But first, let's go where Fox News is reporting this thing is beginning to surface, what's been prophesied about. Let's go take a look at this.
China's president met with his military this week as various reports show that country continuing to build up its force. And what some believe may be a warning to the U.S. and maybe a response to the Trump administration's America First policy. National Security Correspondent Jennifer Griffin reports from the Pentagon on the possibility of a new Cold War with China.
To mark the new year, China's president this week oversaw a mobilization ceremony at a military base 100 miles outside Beijing, where he urged China's rapidly expanding military to train harder and faster to win the next war.
Calling on the whole armed forces to comprehensively strengthen real combat training.
Last year, China opened its first overseas military base in Djibouti, right next to a U.S. drone base. Now China appears to be building a large naval base and airport in Pakistan as the U.S. cuts aid to Pakistan to punish it for supporting the Taliban. The next Cold War may already be underway, and China could have the upper hand, according to a new series of warnings from top Chinese experts. In a list of 2018's top risks, Ian Bremmer of the Eurasia Group warns President Xi, quote, benefits from lucky timing. Trump has renounced the U.S. commitment to Washington-led multilateralism and generated much uncertainty about the future U.S. role in Asia, creating a power vacuum that China can now begin to fill. The Center for New American Security predicts China's Navy will be bigger than the U.S. Navy in 2030.
China has newfound capabilities, and it has newfound assertiveness and confidence. Anywhere it finds an opportunity, it is jumping in headlong. And whether that's a base in Djibouti in Africa and now a base in Gwadar in Pakistan.
China is increasing its foreign aid, building bridges and roads all over Africa and Asia. On his third day in office, President Trump pulled out of the Trans-Pacific Partnership.
This is an opportunity. There's disruption going on in America. There's a pullback. The America First is not going to be appealing to this region. America's retreating.
Last June, the Pentagon warned China would establish military bases in countries which had been friendly to the U.S. Today, I asked Defense Secretary Mattis if he was worried China would fill the void in Pakistan, and he said no.
And he said no. Think about this. They call it retreating, but the reality is if we're $20 plus trillion in debt, we have a government that's trying to pay that debt off and quit investing these monies in different areas. And one thing that when you talk over here about the you know, all the oil reserves are being released in America from Alaska, Anwar drilling in the Gulfs and outside of California coast, you're looking at a nation's new mindset of saying we can actually be self-sufficient in regards to our own.
Reports are this year, we could actually be leading in oil exports. Go figure.
Right.
So much so we stopped buying oil from Iran, part of
Trump's very important
transition.
Because we're fueling the terrorism by
That's
doing
right.
it. And so also that fact, John, when you see that, you know, we're hearing about the wall, but Israel has a wall. Mm-hmm. Israel's impacting the world. But Israel has a lot of enemies that want to destroy Israel. So does America. Maybe the answer is an Israeli answer that says, we want you to come to our nation, but you got to have our values, you got to care
Absolutely.
About our people, you got to be able to speak the language and that type of thing. No, I mean, it's great speaking a lot of different languages, but remember the Tower of Babel, it was the languages that separated everybody because they spoke different languages. So it's good speaking many different languages, but you got to have one common language. How can you know? Well, they know unless you tell them.
Reportedly,
and you're empowered by knowing it.
Reportedly, chain migration brings in 10 million people into our country every single year. That's a lot of people, 10 million,
yeah,
that
yeah.
are maybe not
an
necessarily...
uncle, an aunt, yeah. somebody you don't even know. I mean,
not necessarily.
Everybody has that
values.
Family member you're thinking, like, he don't need to come in right
yeah,
now. He
no,
might do something.
Right.
And they blame it on you, right? It's like, oh, how am I controlling my cousins? Anyway, so just, and I like what they're doing now in regards to saying, you know, that we've got to bring people in that actually can function. You know, and be
productive into our society.
Yes,
don't bring
America's,
anyone that's 80.
Because America's about that. Our original intent yeah. was about, you know, being freedom to go and get a chance for success.
Manifest and, destiny, you know?
Yeah, yeah. The manifest destiny, we talked about that as well. So, what, this is what they're saying on the news and everything's going on, but what did God say prophetically? And we talked about this before on VFN TV, but I want you to see this again. This is Dimitri Studem. He wrote a book called Through the Fire. You got to get it. It's powerful. But he talked specifically about Russia, about China, and about North Korea and two other nations building a covenant against America and against American dollar to be able to take down the dollar. And understand this, that once America is not the dominant currency in the world, it could cost you overnight, you know, $100 to get a gas tank of gas. Mm. Not because it went up. It's just like nobody has to convert their monies to dollars anymore. So now our dollar lost its value. And that's what they want to do, is take down the power of the dollar, but God, right? So you think about, you know, Dimitri Studem gave that prophetic word, you know, speaking about, you know, China, Russia, and Korea coming together. And we're seeing, no matter what, we're trying to put sanctions on North Korea. China's still sneaking around and putting...
giving them oil.
Oil. And they caught off the coast where a satellite picture, you know, transferring oil from a Chinese ship to a... North Korean ship, and you got to think about it. They would just fall apart without Russian and China support.
Oh, yeah.
There's no
way.
That country's
starving.
This is a plot. They're using this to antagonize America, trying to get America to go into the China Sea, to get involved in there. Yeah. We're going to find out why right here, because Dimitri Dudeman talks about there's going to be some sort of strategy going on, some covenant, an agreement they made with each other, and they're using North Korea to be able to do that. And that's why you're not seeing something so easily to stop.
Yeah.
And like I said, with China... you know, when you look at China, Mongolia is the northern parts of China. It specifically is controlled by Russia, they say.
Yeah.
And also the fact that North Korea, when we, the Korean War, you know, when we stopped that point, who put the leader in North Korea, Kim Jong-un's family? That was actually Russia who did that. Look, is China, Russia, and North Korea going to go to war with America? Well, listen to this prophetic word we talked about before the break. Dimitri Studem prophesied about something like this taking place. As a matter of fact, John, can you?
As I was looking...
This is his word. This is his vision he has, dream.
As I was looking, I saw a great light. A dark cloud appeared over it. I saw the president of Russia, a short, chubby man who said he was the president of China, and two others. The last two also said that where they were from, but I did not understand. However, I gathered that they were part of Russian-controlled territory. The men stepped out of the cloud. The Russian president began to speak to the Chinese one. I will give you the land with all the people, but you must free Taiwan of the Americans. Do not fear. We will attack them from behind. A voice to me. Watch where the Russians penetrate America. I saw these words being written. Alaska, Minnesota, Florida. Then the man spoke again, when America goes to war with China, the Russians will strike without warning.
This is powerful. You know, you're seeing these things. This is what Fox News was talking about in the beginning of this program and what we've been talking about prophetically. But you're seeing the fulfillment of prophecy. We got good news at the end of this, but you want to be able to understand this is what we're seeing take place. I mean, God knows things before they begin.
That's right.
And so you're looking at this covenant they made with each other to be able to antagonize America, trying to get America to go to war with them. And as we go to war with them, they're saying in this word, then when we're focusing on China, then that's when something will come from the South, which is being identified as Russia coming from the South. And so I think about that, and he says, you know, specifically, when America goes to war with China, the Russians will strike without warning. And he talks more about in that word about they'll specifically focus on our nuclear areas, where we have nuclear things. We are talking about, is China getting ready to wage war? Is Russia, have they teamed up? Has Russia, China, North Korea, and two other nations teamed up against America? Is all this reorganizing that the last administration talked about of the Middle East, it was all about to come in and totally shift America to a new place?
Think about it. Looking at a new axis of evil, Russia, China, North Korea, and potentially Iran, Syria.
And I think about this, that if you missed the early part of the program, you got to catch it, because we talked about exactly what's taking place, how it's prophetically spoken about, how America's the target of it. And Brett Holderbaum, when he was in Miami, he works for Frontier Airlines, and he's an inspector of Frontier Airlines. He's a prophet, too. That the Lord showed him in a dream Cuban aircraft flying through the buildings of Miami. Mm. Imagine that.
Wow.
Which is 90 miles off the coast of Miami. And then you're looking at others have seen Russia coming in. And remember, the word was that's going to come to Alaska. It's going to come to Florida. I believe Minnesota. And you're looking at the Minnesota, is that this real stronghold for Islam?
I believe Islam. Somali. A lot of Somali immigrants.
So you're looking at far west would be Alaska. Far east would be Florida. Mm. And so we're going to remember that. And so I'm walking, and God's talking to me about this, reminding me about all these different things, right? I'm just like, it's just pondering it, meditating on it. And I walk into a military building, and all of a sudden, John, a Navy SEAL just jumps up out of this crowd of men and just shouts my name. And he comes and he tells me, he says, "Hey, Greg," he says, "listen," he said, "you know, God has been speaking to me and showing me that there's going to be a war between China and America." Mm. And I'm like, "Oh, that's exactly what God's been speaking to me about," because he's a Navy SEAL. So he began to really break it down, you know, what God is showing him, prophetically, what God was showing him, and how God confirmed it with him.
Wow.
And he said, the Lord said, "Look in the newspaper the next day." The newspaper had specifically in there, you know, I'd be giving you his name right now, but I have to get his name. Drop from me. He says, but it was in the paper the next day talking about China. And he says, "Don't get involved." And then a pastor on the street, a minister on the street, came up to him and began to just, first thing out of his mouth is, "We're going to war with China."
Wow.
And so
now this sounds really heavy, but what's the good news? I mean, what did the Lord share with you?
So the east west would be coming from the west would be Alaska, coming from the east would be Florida, right?
Yeah.
Well, this is what the Lord told them, but what the Lord specifically told me when I was on a sabbatical, he said that the enemy will come to America. He told me that there will be a physical battle in America. It'll be physical. We have that all. We'll make that related to you, so you can hear that. And that the day that I prophesied there was going to be a physical battle in America, I mean, the moment I spoke the words, that the entire county that our studios are located in got hit. The fiber optics got hit. The power got hit. And it was just like all over the entire...
This was live on air.
Yeah, we had battery backup in our studios, but everything went out everywhere. It was amazing. So you're looking probably some things. So God confirmed it instantly. The moment we thought we were being hit. Anyway, so when I'm praying that, and the Lord shows me in a dream, he says, this is what he says. He said, the enemy's going to come from the east and the enemy's going to come from the west. He said, but we're going to mow them over. We're going to be victorious.
Amen.
And you have to understand that when God begins to deal with an enemy, what always happens if you read about it biblically, and I've talked about it, we'll make maybe some teachings available for you on this. But understand, they end up gathering their forces to come against you. But what God is doing, he's coagulating the enemy, bringing them together so he can deal with them at one time. Happens again and again and again. You remember Ahab, Jezebel, and Jehu comes in and he gathers a big Baal party and gets them all together. And that was only to end Baal worship in that particular nation.
They thought otherwise.
Oh, they're going to a party.
Yeah.
But it was going to end the administration that was going on. And so... understand that the Lord has been speaking specifically about this. So when you see them gathering up and these things that we're talking about, don't have any fear, have faith. Begin to pray for our country, you know, pray for the people of Israel, pray for our military that's getting strong again. And when our president's talking about we need to build the military up and your congressman, senator saying we don't need to fund the military, you get on the phone, you say we need to fund them. Because understand this, many people, John, are saying, we're coming to an end here, they're saying that, you know, we don't need to fund the military, but they don't understand. One of Jim Baker's prophetic dreams was what God said is that there's going to be a draft and the people are going to be drafted. They don't want to be drafted, obviously. And so you may be holding back funding for military equipment that your son and your daughter will need when they go to war.
To be victorious.
Because a draft means, that's what selective services, they got a nice name for it.
That's right.
A draft is that when you don't matter what you think, you're going to fight. And if you don't fund today's military, you might not be funding your son's and daughter's future war that they can win.
That's right.
And you're going to sit back and think, man, why did I think about funding this when my own son would be alive today if I would have gave them? Because remember when Iraq first started, we didn't have the right equipment. Mm. You know, there wasn't any, there was piercing bullets that were piercing their their trucks.
Armored trucks.
Humvees. They had to put plates on. We weren't funding it right. And so it's time to fund it. It looks like this thing's going to happen. But understand this, they think they're going to win, but we're going to be victorious. So when the president's talking about, listen, we need to get our own independence from all these other nations, we need to be able to have our own economy, and people are saying, no, we need to have a world economy. But if the world hates you and the world's against you and wants to destroy you, you got to have your own economy. And we have the ability to do it. We have a powerful economy. We have enough oil resources that we may be oil independent in this year. This year, potentially. And the wall going up is like having a wall around Israel. Israel's the most powerful Middle East nation supplying oil and resources and blessing technology around the world, but they're protecting their nation with walls. Mm. And they're allowing people to come in, but you just don't kill us if you come in. That's what you think.
This could be America's finest hour.
Yes.
And we want to encourage you, pray for the church in these countries. Pray for the church in Venezuela. Pray for the church in Iran. It's a revival happening in Iran because God holds the heart of the king, and he directs it like a water course. And those who are empowered today may not be empowered tomorrow if we pray.
Yeah, and prayer is so important. And understand what you pray for. It's time to move past self-prayers, you know, and pray for your leaders. Pray that they hear from God. Pray that they understand the times and the seasons. Pray for the anointing of Issachar to come upon them so they know this is not that season. This is this season.
That's right.
And think about your 2 years or 6 years or your 4 years. Don't think about, I want to be a congressman for 20 years. Be faithful in the years that you have in office and do what's right.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.